Okay, so I'm 3 for 3. Just slightly annoyed. I finished work and I'm headed home to pass out. You know, my job isn't really that difficult, but, you know, driving is stressful, especially, you know, in a metropolis such as mine. Deep in the heart of Chicago, the inner city, that's intense. I'm still out in the burbs, so it's not quite as intense. But anyway, I come back in to eat my pumpkin cheesecake. Mmm, foodgasm. I was talking to my friend, who also happens to be my boss, and we were talking about a mutual friend that we have now, and on Facebook, and she laughed and said, because she saw me take a picture of my cheesecake, and she says, "That's funny, so-and-so is going to wonder why, you know, we both have the same picture up or whatever, blah, blah, blah." And so I started talking to her, you know, about my plans and, you know, what's going on. And the other ladies around they weren't sitting at the table, we were kind of away in a corner section of the room. But the one was, you know, she was doing dishes, clean, because it's, you know, it's a break room that's modeled after one of the apartments, and there's an office back there. It's really cool. But anyway, she was trying to eavesdrop on our conversation, and I don't know how to explain it, but my dad used to do these. He used to teach me these little techniques that he learned, you know, at work and being trained. And, you know, you don't move your head. You just move your eyes, and you're constantly using your periphs and you know, you're watching other people and intently listening to what is being said. But you don't move your head, you know. And I was watching her, you know, stopping what she was doing so that she could try and concentrate on what was being said. So I never turned my head. I just using, you know, my periphs, and I saw her, and she was looking, she was staring, and she was stopping, you know, washing. And I stopped talking. And I stopped talking until she looked away. And when she looked away, I started moving my lips again. I wasn't talking loudly. I was, you know, trying to, and I was talking very quiet and basically moving my lips. But I think that's why she stopped, is she was trying to read my lips, because we weren't really close. But I'm thinking, really, why are you going to eavesdrop in a conversation? It has nothing to do with you, you know, and now, once again, now you know why. I don't have a lot of female friends. All my friends are men. And my best friend, he's on my Facebook, my best friend he's a man, and he's been my best friend for over 25 years. I've done more crap to him than he's ever done to me. But I don't know, what is it about women? Maybe it's just, okay, I know, I'll pull this card out. It's just PMS. We'll just chalk it up to that old, it's PMS, and, you know, next week I'll be fine, and everything will be beautiful, and everything will be rosy and sunshiny, and we'll blow bubbles and go to the park and blah. Yeah. Okay. So there. That's my day. Hopefully, I can. And my car is gone, because I have my beloved's car. Because my car didn't have any gas, and his car has a full tank, and so I took his car, and they took my car! I miss my car. I like my car. This thing is a boat. It's like driving a yacht. I don't like it. Okay, enough said. I'm going inside. Hopefully nobody's home, and I'll have some peace and quiet just for mere seconds of the day. Thank you for listening, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Later, nice people.